Paper 9, Section 1. Attributes of the Third Source and Center. The Third Source and Center is known by many names, all designative of relationship and in recognition of function. As God the Spirit, He is the personality coordinate and divine equal of God the Son and God the Father. As the Infinite Spirit, He is an omnipresent spiritual influence. As the universal manipulator, He is the ancestor of the power control creatures, and the activator of the cosmic forces of space. As the conjoint actor, He is the joint representative and partnership executive of the Father-Son. As the absolute mind, He is the source of the endowment of intellect throughout the universes. As the God of action, He is the apparent ancestor of motion, change, and relationship. Some of the attributes of the Third Source and Center are derived from the Father, some from the Son, while still others are not observed to be actively and personally present in either the Father or the Son. Attributes that can hardly be explained except by assuming that the Father-Son partnership which eternalizes the Third Source and Center consistently functions in consonance with and in recognition of the eternal fact of the absoluteness of Paradise. The conjoint creator embodies the fullness of the combined and infinite concepts of the first and second persons of deity. While you envisage the Father as an original creator and the Son as a spiritual administrator, you should think of the Third Source and Center as a universal coordinator, a minister of unlimited cooperation. The conjoint actor is the correlator of all actual reality. He is the deity repository of the Father's thought and the Son's word, and in action is eternally regardful of the material absoluteness of the central isle. The Paradise Trinity has ordained the universal order of progress, and the providence of God is the domain of the conjoint creator and the evolving supreme being. No actual or actualizing reality can escape eventual relationship with the Third Source and Center. The Universal Father presides over the realms of pre-energy, pre-spirit, and personality. The Eternal Son dominates the spheres of spiritual activities. The presence of the Isle of Paradise unifies the domain of physical energy and materializing power. The conjoint actor operates not only as an infinite spirit representing the Son, but also as a universal manipulator of the forces and energies of Paradise, thus bringing into existence the universal and absolute mind. The conjoint actor functions throughout the grand universe as a positive and distinct personality, especially in the higher spheres of spiritual values, physical energy relationships, and true mind meanings. He functions specifically wherever and whenever energy and spirit associate and interact. He dominates all reactions with mind, wields great power in the spiritual world, and exerts a mighty influence over energy and matter. At all times the Third Source is expressive of the nature of the First Source and Center. The Third Source and Center perfectly and without qualification shares the omnipresence of the First Source and Center, sometimes being called the Omnipresent Spirit. In a peculiar and very personal manner the God of Mind shares the omniscience of the Universal Father and His Eternal Son. The knowledge of the Spirit is profound and complete. The conjoint creator manifests certain phases of the omnipotence of the Universal Father, but is actually omnipotent only in the domain of mind. The third person of deity is the intellectual center and the universal administrator of the mind realms. Herein is he absolute. His sovereignty is unqualified. The conjoint actor seems to be motivated by the Father-Son partnership, but all his actions appear to recognize the Father-Paradise relationship. At times and in certain functions he seems to compensate for the incompleteness of the development of the experiential deities, God the Supreme and God the Ultimate. And herein is an infinite mystery, that the Infinite simultaneously revealed His infinity in the Son and as Paradise, and then there springs into existence a being equal to God in divinity, reflective of the Son's spiritual nature and capable of activating the Paradise pattern, a being provisionally subordinate in sovereignty, but in many ways apparently the most versatile in action. And such apparent superiority in action is disclosed in an attribute of the Third Source and Center which is superior even to physical gravity, the universal manifestation of the Isle of Paradise. In addition to this super control of energy and things physical, the Infinite Spirit is superbly endowed with those attributes of patience, mercy, and love which are so exquisitely revealed in His spiritual ministry. The Spirit is supremely competent to minister love and to overshadow justice with mercy. God the Spirit possesses all the supernal kindness and merciful affection of the original and eternal Son. The universe of your origin is being forged out between the anvil of justice and the hammer of suffering. But those who wield the hammer are the children of mercy, the Spirit offspring of the Infinite Spirit.